You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, this is the spoken edition of Wired.
Palo Alto Networks has the broadest, most comprehensive cybersecurity for private cloud, public cloud, and SaaS environments because secure clouds are happy clouds. Protect yours today at go.paloaltonetworks.com/secureclouds.
Witness 60 years of glorious F1 race car evolution by Jack Stewart. After 4 months off, the best drivers on the planet line up for the Australian Grand Prix in Melbourne this weekend. Fans, hoping to see something more than yet another processional behind reigning champs Mercedes, might just see some excitement this year. A raft of new rules designed to mix things up will make for faster lap times and, with luck, more overtaking. The most obvious change? Wider wings and tires, meant to improve downforce and maximize grip, which translates to higher cornering speeds. Those tweaks are the latest revisions to a sport where change is the only constant. Engineers design new cars each year to suit the new rules that dictate, well, damn near everything you can imagine, and a few things you can't. The cars you'll see line up in Melbourne look nothing like the dominant Alfa Romeos from 1950, or even the cars that legend Jackie Stewart raced to victory in the 1960s and 70s. They're longer, lower, and one hell of a lot faster. Felipe Massa hit a jaw-dropping 226.3 miles per hour at the Mexican Grand Prix in 2015. Some of the tech packed into the car Mercedes' Lewis Hamilton hopes takes him to a fourth title might even appear in your ride one day. Active suspensions, sequential gearboxes, and stability control are just some of the tech that's trickled down from the pinnacle of motorsports. Before launching into the 2017 championship, take a look at how F1's race cars have changed over the decades and where they could go from here.